This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. I'm Dennis Lambert. Medic One is racing to a call on a Saturday night with a new tool in its toolbox. This Tucson Fire Department ambulance and crew are part of a new program in the city, which provides high-definition wireless video feeds between paramedics in the field and trauma doctors in the emergency room. KJZZ's Tony Ganser rode with Medic One on the system's first night and has this report.
Medics Bryce Womack and Nick Janton grab their medical bags and gurney as Medic One stops at the scene of an apparent drug overdose.
His mother's saying it's probably on heroin, cocaine, maybe some meth.
What do you want? What are you taking?
Jesus is built like a linebacker, covered in dirt and soaking in sweat. His eyes are saucers and his heart rate is racing near 180. All signs point to cocaine overdose.
I'm just like America's most wanted.
Well, you're going to the hospital, dude.
The crew of Medic One helps Jesus onto the gurney and into the ambulance, and senior paramedic Womack begins to monitor his patient's vital signs. This is not a trauma call, but Womack fires up his ER-Link video system. He wants to see it work.
We do not have a trauma patient here. We have a drug overdose. We're just testing out the camera to see how it works. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, just start kind of.
A rotating camera springs to life in the corner of the ambulance, and images from University Medical Center stream to a monitor near Jesus.
Well, that was fun.
This was ER-Link's first real run, and it's the first night a Tucson ambulance in the field was connected to a hospital. The video streamed as expected, but Womack says he had some problems with the system.
So there's a communication issue there, but that's easily overcome just by using radio. It'll probably be a smooth flowing system someday.
ER-Link is already miles beyond its predecessor, LifeLink. That system kind of worked for a short time in San Antonio, Texas.
The proponents of the system were touting it as possibly the docs being able to alter treatments carried out in the field.
Mario Guerra is the chief of EMS for San Antonio Fire, and he says the problem was unless ambulances were near wireless hubs on the freeway, they couldn't use the video link.
If you did not have the restrictions of the hubs, the paramedic could still function and still move the unit toward the hospital and still do their work, then you may have some benefits there.
We've got great video coming from Teletrauma.
The folks behind ER-Link use San Antonio's experiences to help Tucson's system actually work.
We're looking at the video in front of the van right now. We're leaving the hospital, and it's a real good definition. You can count the follicles in his hand.
Francisco Leyva is the Tucson city engineer who put all the pieces of ER-Link together. The secure video feeds from the ambulance and the hospital are delivered via computer interface and travel through a wireless system in Tucson traffic lights. Dr. Rafat Latifi is a surgeon with University Medical Center and one of the driving forces of ER-Link. He believes the cooperation between medics, engineers, and doctors is what will ensure ER-Link's success.
Unless you really create a unified team, it will fail. I think you just need to really work with paramedics very closely and not in a threatened way. There shouldn't be no difference between care that is provided in the ambulance and in the hospital or anywhere else.
There are rumors, though, of keeping the ER-Link system running for all calls, not just traumas. And that worries medic Nick Janton.
It's like we don't need somebody watching everything we do. We're trained, we're skilled, we know what we're doing. It'd almost be like somebody second-guessing our skills in that aspect, and it'd be kind of frustrating.
Janton admits the system could be a benefit in giving medics a video record to avoid harassment suits or claims from combative patients, as long as a link to the hospital continues to work.
They can see what is going on in the back of the truck, not necessarily we're having to paint the picture. Now we can show them a picture, and a picture's worth a thousand words.
ER-Link is currently running in 17 Tucson Fire Department ambulances. Medics say it's a nice system to have, and it could be beneficial. But medics still have to press a button to open a call, and they say during a trauma, that's the last thing on their minds. For KJZZ, I'm Tony Ganser.
You can hear this report again, find pictures, links, and other extras at kjzz.org.